冇呢個自由。And lots of people in China or other countries, you know, they don't have the freedom to worship. 但係我哋有呢個自由，我哋要感恩讚美。各位一齊打開聖經，我哋睇出埃及記十六章。And let's continue in Exodus chapter 16.佢話：今日咧唔單止係有自由去讚美，但我哋亦都有得食飽。And not only do we have the freedom to worship God, but we also can eat and be full. 你知唔知世界上有幾多人係生活喺餓死嘅情況裏邊 ？Do you know how many people are living in hunger today？ 即係上咗網，我打咗Hunger, starvation, 咁上下。I typed in 肚餓啊，中英啊咁。I typed in hunger or starvation， 即係我打字咧就寫咗餓死啊咁嘅字喺網頁，嗰度揾到好多嘅關於而家處喺飢餓嘅情況。And then I found all these websites about hunger and things. Every day, 25,000 people die of hunger. 每一日呢有25,000人死于饥饿或者有关的病症。即是说三秒半有一个人死。And that means that in 3.5 seconds, one person dies of starvation a day. One person dies of 3.5 seconds each day. Each 3.5 seconds， 三秒半有人死，即系我讲紧嘅时候有几多人死于饥饿。但系我哋唔怕，我哋系有得食，系咪 ？But we've got food to eat， so we should praise the Lord。我哋应该赞美主，我哋有得食得饱嘅。咁啊，我自己嘅经历里边咧，喺嚟澳门之前咧，可以话你听，我未试过咩叫肚饿。And I can tell you from the bottom of my heart， before I came to Macau， I didn't know what it was to be hungry。我喺美國咧就住一個中等階層嘅家庭 ，and I lived in a middle class family。咁我哋係足夠食，要食乜就有乜啦。And we could eat whatever we wanted。咁可能咧，我會經歷到你哋亦都會經歷到一種肚餓。And maybe I experienced what you experienced and what I thought was hunger。即係咩叫肚餓咧？我慣咗係到時到候咧就要食嗰啲嘢嘅。And that hunger is that I'm used to at that time to eat something. 跟住如果唔食呢，就會覺得個胃係空空嘅。And then if you don't eat, you think, oh, my stomach's a little empty. 跟住因為個胃空空嘅，胃縮啊，覺得肚餓嘅。And then because your stomach's a little empty, you know, your stomach starts to shrink, you think you're hungry. 但其實你唔係肚餓嘅，你個胃係空空嘅啫嘛。But you're not really hungry, it's just that your stomach is shrinking a little bit. 係咪？When I came to Macau, I learned a little bit about what it is to be hungry. 当我来到澳门的时候，我开始学习一啲咩叫肚饿。Because the first couple of years in Macau, I didn't have any money to buy food. 因为我头几年喺澳门咧系冇钱买食物 ，so I would live off of 10 patakas a week. 咁我会用十蚊葡币即系生活一个星期。And sometimes I would just eat one bowl of rice a day with an egg. 有時就一日食一碗白飯，一隻雞蛋。And sometimes I would just eat one little bowl of wonton noodles. 有時就食一個雲吞麵，即係一日嘅食量係咁多嘅。And sometimes I didn't even have that to eat, I just eat a little 豬仔包。有時就食一個豬仔包，係一日嘅食量嘅。And so after a few years in Macau,I realized that I was actually slowly dying of starvation.
過咗幾年喺澳門，我發現到慢慢我身體越來越萎縮啊，即係開始係有呢啲飢餓嘅症狀，因為嚴重缺乏營養。And I was starting to really suffer from lack of nourishment and nutrition.
感謝主，今日就唔係啦。
But you can see that today I'm not that way.
我哋今日唔系讲呢个嘅，我嘅饥饿嘅经历嘅，但系我想我哋从圣经里边睇出埃及记十六章，喺第一节嘅时候咧，会开始睇到咧，以色列人嗰种肚饿嘅情况。And so from this, in
chapter 16, as we start reading in verse 1 to verse 8, we can see that children of Israel in the desert, and they thought they were hungry in the situation they were going through. So let's just read through in Chinese from verse 1 to 8.
我们看第一节至到第八节。以色列全会从以林起行，在出埃及后第二个月十五日到了以林和西拿中间，顺的旷野。以色列全会众在旷野向摩西、阿伦发预言，原言说：巴不得我们早死在埃及地。 耶和华的手下，那是我们坐在肉窝旁边吃得饱足。你们将我们领出来到这旷野，是要叫这全会众都饿死啊？耶和华向摩西说：我要将粮食从天降给他们，百姓可以出来出去。 每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。到第六天，他们要把所收拾收进来的预备好了，比每天所收的一的多一倍。摩西、阿伦对以色列众人说：到了晚上。 你们要知道是耶和华将你们从埃及地领出来的。早晨你们要看见耶和华的荣耀，因为耶和华听见你们向他所发的怨言了。我们算什么？你们竟向我们发怨言呢？摩西又说：耶和华晚上必给你们吃肉，不是肉吃。 早晨必给你们食物得饱，因为你们向耶和华发的怨言，他都听见了。你我们算什么？你们的怨言不是向我们发的，乃是向耶和华发的。一起祈祷。Let's
pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你今日我哋从呢个经文里边可以认识到你对我哋讲嘅说话。 靠你开启我哋嘅眼睛，开启我哋嘅心，让我哋可以从神你有领受。愿意我哋可以放低我哋嘅怨言，愿意我哋可以仰望耶稣嘅安排同埋预备。愿意我哋喺今日里边睇到耶稣你系我哋生命的粮，俾我哋生命得到饱足。我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求，Amen。
今日我哋要睇到生命的粮食。
And today we're going to look at the topic of the bread of life.
啊，咁啊，呢度见到咧，即系头先读个经文咧，都好清楚佢嘅经过。
And as we read through the scriptures, it's very clear in what was going on.
佢由呢个以林，上个星期我哋见到佢喺以林呢个有十二个水泉嘅地方。
And last week we saw they left Elam where they had 12 wells of water.
跟住呢，佢呢个地方应该係好开心嘅。
And there in Elam, they must have had lots of blessings and happiness.
但係当佢离开以林嘅时候，佢去到呢个旷野。
And as they left Elam, they went into the wilderness.
咁呢个时间呢，佢又出埃及个半月嘅时间。
And it's been a month and a half since they left Israel, since they left Egypt.
咁嗰个半月嘅时间，包括埋喺以林嘅时候。
And that time includes the time in Elam.
於是呢,佢離開以林幾耐呢?我哋就唔知.
And so it doesn't tell us how long they had been out of Elam.
但係我相信以林有得食.
But I believe that they had food to eat in Elam. 有十二個水池肯定有得食,有水,有菜,有谷,應該有。
鱼瓜,
because if there's wells of water, then they've got vegetables. They've probably got some wheat and maybe even some fish.
咁啊，同样咧，佢就喺度咧，佢一路带住好多牧羊、好多羊群同埋牛群.
And as they were traveling, they had lots of sheep with them.
于是咧，佢去边度有得羊奶饮、羊芝士吃.
And so wherever they went, they could drink the milk from the goats, and they could eat goat cheese. 於是呢，佢應該有得食啲嘢。真係認真肚餓嘅時候，佢可以劏隻羊仔食。
And if they were really hungry, they could slaughter a lamb and they could have lamb's meat.
哇，都幾正係咪？嗯。如果你試過禁食，你會明白。
If you have ever fasted, you will understand.
一個人禁食嘅時候呢，佢係會經歷過一啲嘅情況。
Because when we fast, we will go through a period of cycle.
你一餐唔食呢，你會開始覺得肚餓，係咪？
And if you didn't have one, if you missed a meal, you start to feel hungry.
但不至於餓死， but you're not going to die of starvation.
Sometimes Robbie comes home after playing soccer and says, I'm going to die, I'm so hungry. You know, Robbie 踢完足球回來，我餓死啊！
No, no, no. You're not going to die. You're just hungry. 你唔係死嘅，你只係肚餓嘅啫。
Okay, go for one day without eating.
一日唔食嘢呢，都幾肚餓係咪？
哇，個胃，哎呀，哎呀，哎呀，點啊？Oh, I'm so hungry, I'm so hungry.
Okay, go for 2 days without eating. 兩日唔食嘢呢？有個時間呢，人哋話呢，過咗一日、兩日、三日呢，你嘅肚餓嘅感覺會離開你嘅。
After 2 or 3 days, your feeling of hunger will go away.
你唔再覺得肚餓嘅。
You won't think you're hungry anymore.
所以如果你記得耶穌禁食40天呢，喺曠野嘅時候，聖經話佢餓了，好有意思。
And so in the Bible, when it says that Jesus was fasting for 40 days in the wilderness, and then the Bible says he hungered, that has a very important meaning.
因為佢餓了嘅意思表示呢，佢身體真係肚餓，唔再食嘢會死嘅。
Because it says that his body is hungry, if he doesn't eat, he will die. He is dying of starvation.
兩三日未到嘅，係咪七日啊？十日啊？20日啊？每個人唔同，我要問醫生先知。
Is it 7 days, 10 days, 20 days? And maybe for everybody, when the hunger comes back, it's different. We have to talk to the doctor about that.
有啲人係因為唔食嘢咧就暈，因為血糖嘅問題。
And some people, you know, they miss one meal, you know, because of their blood sugar, they get all dizzy, you know. But everybody's different.
咁我相信以色列人咧喺呢個時候咧喺曠野咧。未到餓死嘅情況。
But I don't think that they were to the point of starvation. They were just a little hungry.
但你睇佢同摩西講，我哋餓死咯，我哋就死喺度嘅。
But they told Moses that we're going to die in the wilderness.
其實佢係缺乏一樣好重要嘅食物。
But they did lack one very important type of food.
你知唔知係缺乏咩食物呢？
Do you know what kind of food they lack?
係生命的糧。
They lack the bread of life.
呢個生命嘅糧呢，我哋世界可以分係唔同嘅人呢，有幾種嘅人。
And we can divide the world into different categories of people by what they eat.
有食飯嘅人，叫飯桶。They're rice eaters. 跟住有食谷类嘅面嘅，系咪
？And there are those that eat wheat and oats, which you can turn into flour.
跟住咧有食粟米嘅群人群
，and then there are people that eat corn.
咁仲有食薯仔嘅
，and then there are people that eat potatoes.
即系主要系有四种嘅人。你話邊啲人食粟米咧？墨西哥啲人食粟米，有啲少數民族食粟米。
There's some Mexican people, there's some small tribal people. Their basic staple is corn.
喺歐洲啲荷蘭啊嗰啲人係主要嘅食糧係薯仔。
And in Europe, like in Holland and places like that, the staple is potatoes.
咁就主要係呢四種。但以色列人喺曠野系冇呢个主要嘅食粮，这个生命的粮啊！即系你冇呢个主要嘅食粮，你个胃永远都会觉得系饿。
Without the staple, you will always think you're hungry.
但你唔信啊！我以前请人嚟我屋企食牛扒， 或者我哋去即係嗰陣時未結婚，我屋企冇牛扒食，即係我哋出去食牛扒鋸扒，跟住一鋸完扒嘅時候，啲朋友即刻話我聽咩事嘅，肚餓咧，可唔可以食碗面啊？And in the old days, you know, I'd go with friends out to a steakhouse here in Macau, you know, and we'd eat steak. And then as soon as we finished the meal, they'd look at me and they'd say, "Hey, you know, I'm hungry. Can I go get a bowl of noodles?" Because the steak didn't fill their stomach like the rice would. 因為個牛扒咧就冇令到佢個胃飽到好似食飯咁飽嘅，係咪？所以我哋以色列人咧喺曠野冇呢個嘅主要嘅食糧。And so in the wilderness, they didn't have this main staple to eat. 於是佢覺得肚餓，佢覺得餓到咧忍受唔到。And so their hunger was to a point where they couldn't handle it. I'm going to die! 其實唔係呢，冇咁誇張嘅。神會唔會容許呢，佢啲百姓喺曠野餓死呢？ Is God going to let his people die of starvation? Of course not. 但我相信呢，可能佢埃及出嚟嘅時候帶住咗啲食物，可能食曬嘅。But maybe all the food they brought out of Egypt, they'd already finished, so it was all gone. And they're wondering, where are we going to get a replacement? 我们在哪里呢可以找到即补给的食物呢？你记住呢，有200万至300万的人口的，不要计动物。And just remember that we're talking about 2 million to 3 million people, not counting all the animals. 即真的很多东西吃的，隔离没士多。冇超市去買嘢嘅 ，and there are no shops and no supermarkets for them to go shopping at。所以嚴格嚟講咧，佢其實都係面臨緊一個餓死一個危險，一個饑荒嘅危險。And so in reality, they were facing famine. They had the potential of starvation. 嚴格嚟講。看第二節，看回第二節和第三節。Look again at verse 2 and verse 3. 以色列全會眾在曠野向摩西亞倫發怨言，說：巴不得我們死，早死在埃及地，耶和華的手下，那是我們坐在肉和旁邊，吃得飽足。你们将我们领出来到这旷野，先要叫这全会众都饿死了。弟兄姊妹，留意一下佢点样投诉。Look at their complaint。佢就觉得呢喺埃及比呢度好 ，and they thought that Egypt was better than here。佢觉得喺埃及呢系舒服啲，享受啲。And they thought that being in Egypt was better. 佢有一个嘅病症咧，系叫短暂记忆。And so they had the problem of short memory loss. 短暂记忆系一个非常之严重嘅问题。点解咧 ？And short memory loss is a very serious problem. And I'll tell you why. 因为佢短暂记忆咧，佢完全唔记得啊，埃及系点样样。但他觉得现在我的痛苦是比当时差的，所以我宁愿去回当时。And so they thought that maybe the pain now is less than the pain in Egypt. And so I want to go back into the trouble of Egypt. 这个短暂记忆，他忘记了埃及是几咁恐怖。And they forgot how terrible it was in Egypt. Do you want to know how terrible it was in Egypt?Look in chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. 你想知道是埃及是多可怕呢？看回第二章23和24节。出埃及记第二章。Exodus chapter 2, 23. 过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工，就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神。神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各立约的约。神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。 And so they were in so much pain, they cried out to God. And God sent a deliverer.
现在他觉得回到埃及更好。
And now they're saying, oh, go back to Egypt.
回到那个困难的时刻。
Go back to the troubling times. 回到那个捆绑的时候。Go back to the bondage.
弟兄姊妹，这个短暂记忆。
This is short-term memory. Forget the pain from the past.
其实我们时时都有这个问题。
You know, all of us suffer from this problem.
有没有听过隔离返乡啊？
Have you ever heard that the grass is greener on the other side? And Chinese say the rice is more flavorful in the next door house.
我们觉得以前比现在好。
And we think, oh, it was better back then.
我们觉得现在的困难太困难，我宁愿回到那个时候。
And we think that, oh, it's now too painful.I'd rather be like it used to be.
但我们时时不记得以前是多么痛苦。我们不记得呢，我们以前在一个痛苦里面怎样祈求，怎样仰望神，怎样去挣扎脱离那个困难。
And we forget how when we're in the trouble of the past, how we would pray and struggle and ask God to deliver us and how we got out of it.
我以前回美国的时候，最初来澳门呢，会好想食一啲嘅嘢。
You know, when I first went back to the United States, after coming to Macau, you know, I'd really want to eat certain types of food.
我会谂到食火鸡餐。
I think of having a nice turkey meal.
我会谂到食嗰啲车厘子批。
I think of having a nice cherry pie.
或者系谂到食嗰啲嘅，我好耐喺澳门冇可能食到嘅嘢咧。就好想食嘅。
And I think of all those foods that I could not ever get in Macau and oh, how much I'd want to eat them.
但每次喺返美国嘅时候食过嘅时候，一摆入个口，即刻諗，点解我想食呢？
And when I'd put it in my mouth and I'd eat it, and this, my first thought would come, why did I want to eat this so bad?
发现到呢，我心諗佢几好嘅。但当我食嘅时候，又系食物嘅。
And then when I can't have it, and I'm thinking about, oh, if I could only have that, it'd be so great. But once I taste it, food is food. It's no different.
所以到而家今时今日咧，你问我翻美国想食啲咩，都系咁嘅。不过可能有得食就食，冇得食就冇所谓。
And maybe to now, you know, oh, what do you want to eat? Well, it's all the same, you know. If you let me, I'd prefer to eat maybe certain things, but if I can't eat it, it's no big deal. Right?
我服侍好多吸毒者，好多病态赌徒，我发现到有一个短暂记忆的问题。
You know, I've served a lot of drug addicts, and minister to compulsive gamblers. And I found that there is a problem with short-term memory loss.
很多吸毒者呢，他戒了毒，康复，身体好的。跟着呢，遇到少少问题，发脾气，扭计，就说，以前更加好。
And I know a lot of drug addicts, you know, they get off drugs, they get better, their body gets strong, and then they face a minor little problem. And they lose it. They lose their temper. They get frustrated. And they say, oh, I want to go back to the old life.
以前是怎样啊？焚坑渠边，无家可归，污糟邋遢，拍针又血管闭塞，即是一个大噩梦。觉得好过现在这个小小问题。
And you know, in the old life, what is it? Sleeping in the gutter, veins clogged up, you know, running from the law, just a nightmare.And because I've got a little problem, I'd rather go back to that.
短暂记忆，唔记得咗以前嘅痛苦系几咁痛苦。
I forgot how terrible the old pain was.
赌徒又一样啦。
Gamblers are the same.
还咗债，清晒嘅，而家轻松。
After I pay off the debts, you know, I'm clear. Oh, it's okay.
跟住心思思翻去，哇，赌多铺啊 ！And then I want to go back, you know, and gamble again, you know.
我唔记得咗被大窿追嘅时候嘅痛苦，唔记得咗全家人离开我嘅痛苦，唔记得咗咧嗰个压力嘅痛苦。
I forgot what it's like to be chased by loan sharks, what it's like to have my family destroyed, what it's like to have that pressure.
弟兄姊妹，我哋都有呢啲短暂记忆，系咪
？We have the same problem. We want to go back.
佢想翻去啲咩？呢个讲个名词咧，就好有意思嘅。
They wanted to go back to, and here it uses a word that is very, very meaningful.
欲和是欲和定系欲窝？欲窝
，flesh parts。
佢被嗰个欲窝吸引咗
，the enticement of the flesh part。
哇，呢个对我哋属灵生命好危险啊 ！And this is a temptation to our flesh。欲窝，
哇！我谂到咧，欲窝咧坐系一个嘅打边炉嘅。即系有狗肉啊，又吓系肯口水流出嚟嘅。Here in Chinese, you know, you think of a flesh pot, you know, a nice hot pot, you know, with nice dog meat in there and all that, and your mouth just wah yeah.
肉窝，
可能你谂到肉窝咧，会谂到澳门嘅赌场啊，色情事业。
肉体的享受。
Maybe you think of a flesh pot and you think of the Macau casinos, the sex trade.
Oh, it appeals to the flesh. It's pleasant.
弟兄姊妹，这个肉窝会不停吸引你要回去以前的生活。And these flesh pots are always going to be a temptation to try and get you, entice you to go back to the old life.
我们后生嘅青年人可能未有呢啲肉窝嘅生活走出嚟。
Maybe the young people haven't been pulled out of the flesh pots, but many of us here have.
但系我哋当中有好多人以前系过呢个肉窝嘅生活啊。今天有酒今天醉，系咪
？Got beer today, I'll drink it all up. Famous poem in Chinese.
肉窝。嘅吸引係好危險。
The flesh pots of Egypt are a terrible distraction to our Christian life.
即係可以話佢跨大目前嘅危險問題，跨大過去嘅好事。
So what they've done is they've exaggerated the problem today.And they've over-exaggerated the pleasure from the past bondage.
我哋事事做呢啲比較呢，永遠都唔會滿足。
As we always do comparisons like that, we will never be happy. We will never be satisfied.
佢埋怨嘅裏邊呢，就係好有一個含義。
And with their murmurings,They were actually doing something else.
佢喺度咧就系完全冇感谢神，冇多谢神带佢脱离埃及，反而佢喺度闹紧神。你做乜嘢叫我离开埃及嘅肉窝
？They were not worshiping and thanking God for bringing them out of Egypt. Instead, they're complaining to God. Why did you take me out of the pleasure of the flesh pot?
弟兄姊妹，你有冇呢个困难？信住耶稣之后，唔想放低旧生活。
After you become a Christian, you don't want to give up the old life.
又冇多谢神帮我改变我生命
，and don't thank God for changing me.
唔记得感谢主，因为我而家嘅生活比以前真系好好多。因为我盲点，我觉得以前好过啲。
And I don't thank God for changing me and giving me a better life than the past because I've got blinders on my eyes. And for some reason, I think the past life is better than now.
咩享受呢？ 嗰啲以前嘅享受咧，會破壞我哋生命，同埋咧唔能夠令到我哋滿足。The past life just destroys our life, and it doesn't satisfy. 所以呢個短暫記憶永不滿足。And so this short-term memory loss will never bring satisfaction. Let's look at verse 8.
我哋睇翻第八節，出埃及記十六章第八節。摩西又說：耶和華晚上必給你們肉吃，早晨必給你們食物得飽，因為你們向耶和華發怨言，他都聽見了。我們算什麼？你們的怨言不是向我們發的，乃是向耶和華發的。
所以以色列人呢，他向摩西亞倫投訴，但其實他向神投訴。
So the children of Egypt, they were complaining to Moses and Aaron, but actually they were complaining about God, because it's God who took them out of Egypt.
我們要小心，即係如果我們向神的領導人呢投訴呢，要真的是因為他還是因為神。
Maybe sometimes we have to be careful if we're complaining about leaders in the church. Are we complaining about them or are we complaining about God? Yeah, sometimes it's...
但你看神在這裡說要憐憫他們。
But look at the mercy of God here.
神要憐憫他們。 神聽到他的怨言，但要給肉他們吃。
God heard their complaint, but God is going to give them meat to eat.
神是听到他的怨言，神是明白他的困难。
And God heard their complaint and he understood.
神没有因为这样怪责他。
God didn't condemn them.
他愿意为他提供。即是我巴不得呢，以色列人没埋怨。
Now I would prefer that they didn't complain.
我巴不得以色列人是来到摩西亚伦讲：喂，摩西亚伦，我们没得吃，我们相信神是有大能，我们一起开个大祈祷会，一起求神呢，我们跪低在旷野里，神啊，我们没得吃，求你为我们预备，我们仰望你，我们的宇宙大君王。
And I would prefer that all of the children of Israel would come to Moses and Aaron and say, hey man, you know, we don't have any foodYou know, but we believe God is a provider, and we've seen him do the miracles through the parting of the Red Sea and all that. And so let's have a prayer meeting right here in the desert, and let's pray to God and say, God, you are the provider, you are the mighty God of the universe, and we just look to you to give us all our needs today. Wouldn't that be wonderful if that's what they did?
如果以色列人这样是不是挺好哦？跟住我哋睇到神因为听佢祷告，哇！听佢祷告，跟住 bling bling 啲食物嚟到，哇！个正系咪
？And then because God heard their prayers, He just out of the sky comes all this food. Wow! He said, "Wow, what an awesome God this is."
但如果以色列人系咁咧，我哋会睇唔到自己嘅。
But if the Israelites were like that, you know, we wouldn't see ourselves. 当
我睇到以色列人呢种嘅行为，我睇到自己喎。
And when I look at Israel and their murmuring, I look at myself.
因为好多时我遇到困难，我唔记得祈祷。
Because so often when I'm in a trial, I forget to pray.
好多时我遇到困难咧，我第一时间就埋怨。
And so often when I meet a difficulty, my first response is murmur, complain.
我发现到以色列人反映到我自己。
And I find that the children of Israel are actually reflecting my flesh.
I don't know if you feel the same way.
But as I see that even though they murmur, even though they complain, God still had mercy on them.
哇，好感恩神嘅怜悯。
What a wonderful thing, God's grace.
所以我哋睇到神点样怜悯，神应许要将天粮赐俾佢哋嘅。
And God promised to give them heavenly food.
咁我哋睇到咧，但系神讲明咧，佢要试一试佢哋嘅，佢冇得食啊！呢个一个现实嘅问题。Now God said He's going to test them. Now they didn't have food to eat. Now that's a very practical need, and God wanted them to pray, but they didn't do it. But now He's going to test them. 喺第四节，你睇翻第四节。Look at verse 4. 耶和华对摩西说，我要将粮食从天降给他们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份。我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。到第六天，他们要把所收进来的预备好了，比每天所收的多一倍。And so God said He's going to test them to see if they will obey. Will they do it the way that He told them to? 神要试下佢会唔会听佢话，会唔会按照神嘅方法去做嘅？但系神话要俾佢食物，神系带领紧佢嘅。God is leading them. 咁喺呢个人生嘅旷野道路上咧，佢要学习仰望神。And so as God is leading them through the desert of life.They need to learn how to trust God. 我哋同样都要学习点样去依靠神。And we need to learn how to trust God and depend upon God. 所以神呢就会嚟试验我哋嘅。And so God will come and test us. 佢会睇到我哋遭遇一啲嘅困难，可能系神要考验我哋嘅反应。And when we go and face difficulties, God is testing to see what our response will be.是不是一个发脾气的反应? Are we going to respond out of losing our temper? 我们是不是一个信靠神的反应? 是不是一个 trust God in our response? 我们是不是一个自我为中心的反应? Are we responding out of just being self-centered? 因为是一个有神为中心的反应? Are we responding out of having God in the center of my life?神带以色列人经过旷野，就系要考验下佢嘅信心。And God took the Israelites through the desert so that He could test them and try them. 唔系为咗破坏，系为咗建立。And the testing is not to destroy them; it is to build them up. 弟兄姊妹，你遇到呢啲困难嘅时候，都系要建立你，唔系要破坏你。And God is testing you to build you up, not to destroy you.But to build you up and to strengthen you. 咁啊，神应许咧就要每日俾佢天粮，计算下200万人口需要几多个天粮。God promised to give them heavenly food every day. Just think, how much food do they need for 2 million people, 3 meals a day? 200万人口一日食三餐，食得饱要几多个食物？天文数字，40年喺旷野 ，then multiply that astronomical number by 40 years. God is providing them, and their numbers are growing. That much food in the desert. 即系经过四十年咧，佢嘅数目都增加啊！即系唔止二百万人口入到迦南地。哇，好夸张！神可以咁样预备嘅咩 ？Can God provide that much？ 我哋会睇到佢可以嘅，神可以做得到。如果神可以咁样预备，你面对嘅问题，神做唔做得到 ？If God can provide that much for them, what can God provide for you？ 啊，牧师，你唔明我嘅问题。Oh, Pastor, you don't understand my problem. Oh, 牧师，你唔知我嘅困难。Oh, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. 系我唔知嘅。Yeah, I don't know. Does God know? 我唔知，但系神知唔知啊？神知。神预备咁多食物俾以色列人，佢可唔可以为你预备？And if God provided all this for the children of Israel, can He provide for you?
可以，可以。同我一齐睇马太福音第六章十一节。Look in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11.
神要将一啲嘅肉俾佢哋食。我嚟澳门之前咧，唔系好明呢个经文。
Now God was going to provide them with meat, and before I came to Macau, I didn't understand this.
我一阵间我哋睇佢神预备啲咩肉俾佢食。但系马太福音第六章十一节
，In Matthew chapter 6 verse 11。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
在主祷文里面，神叫我们这样祷告。
In the Lord's Prayer, God told us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Provide for me the needs that I have.
那神啊，在这个出埃及记，神要给鹌鹑他吃。
And here in Exodus chapter 16, God is going to give them quail to eat.
Now, 我啱啱话我嚟澳门之前咧，我唔知，我唔明呢个经文。
Before I came to Macau, I couldn't understand this scripture.
因为咧，鹌鹑咧，我哋西人唔会食嘅
，because us in America we don't eat quail.
咁啊，呢只细细只雀仔啊，边点食得啊？即系同我屋企啲仓鼠差唔多嘅啫，啊。
He's only about the size of my hamster, and I make jokes about eating these little hamsters, and they say there's nothing to eat there.
咁但系我嚟澳门之后咧，我发现到鹌鹑咧就系美味食物咧。
But after coming to Macau, I discovered that quail is a delicacy.
有时去嗰啲即系食乳鸽定系食鹌鹑啊，可能啲鹌鹑好味啲系咪？燒鹌鹑食啊，真系我令到大家好肚饿系咪？啊！
You go to a restaurant, you got a choice. Do you want pigeon or quail? Sometimes the quail is much nicer. Just before lunch, you know, get those juices stirring.
神唔系净系俾啲垃圾佢食，喺美国觉得边个食鹌鹑咁核突？发现到嚟到中国之后，神俾啲靓嘅食物、矜贵嘅食物。好嘢嘅食物啊，
系咪 ？In the United States, they say, "Oh man, this is terrible food. How could God give that?" After coming here, man, God gave them the best. He gave them the king's food, most flavorful.
神为我哋预备得好啊！嗱，或者你唔中意食鹌鹑咧，冇得讲。
You know, God provides in the best way. Maybe you don't like quail. That's okay.
但是神为我们预备呢，他会预备得最好的、最正的。
But when God provides for us, He's going to give us the best.
我们看出埃及记十六章第十节，不是 ，sorry， 马太福音继续看，马太福音六章33同埋34。
Before we go back to Exodus, continue in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 and 34.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处，一天当就够了。
你揸住呢个说话摆喺心里边，一天嘅难处，一天就够了，唔使担心。Hold this in your hand is a promise.One day's trouble is enough. Just trust the Lord for the rest. Yeah.
呢个神俾我哋好大嘅应许，佢明白我哋嘅需要。佢当我哋依靠神，佢一定为我哋预备。
And God gives us a promise. He understands your need, and as you trust in Him, He will provide what you need.
翻去出埃及记十六章第十节。
Let's look back at Exodus chapter 16, verse 10.
亚伦对以色列全会众说话的时候，他们向旷野观看，不了耶和华的荣光，在云中出显中显现。耶和华晓伦摩西说：我已经听见以色列人的怨言，你告诉他们说。到黄昏的时候，你们要吃肉；早晨必有食物得饱，你们就知道我是耶和华你们的神。十三节，到了晚上，
有鵪鶉飛來，遮滿了營。早晨，在營四圍的地上有露水。
I read from 10 to 13. In verse 13 it says, At night the quails flew and covered the camp. And in the morning the camp was covered with dew.
鵪鶉飛來，即係有個情況喺曠野嘅時候咧，啲人話咧，當地嘅鵪鶉咧就會咁樣。
And there is a real event that happens in the wilderness of Sinai that
嗰啲 quails they will fly from Egypt across the Red Sea, and by the time they cross, because the quails are so little, by the time they cross the Red Sea, they're so weak that they just land down on the ground, and you can hit them with a stick.
即係嗰啲鵪鶉咧，就由埃及嗰邊飛越過呢個紅海咧，即係而家都會發生嘅。當佢飛到另外一邊咧，就是、西奈山嗰邊咧，佢會攰得滯咧，即係可以降落喺沙度，跟住你攞個棍咧打死佢嘅，即係佢唔會飛走嘅，因為佢太軟弱。
Now this is an event that really happens, but I don't think it's to the extent that 2 million people.Can collect quails and be full.
雖然係而家都會發生呢啲嘢，但係唔會話多到咧200万人口可以食到飽飽嗰種嘅鵪鶉嘅，即係可能飛嚟或者有100-200只嘅，但係100-200只係200万人口食唔飽。
And maybe they'll have 100 or 200 quails flying across, you know, but you can't feed 2 million people with 200 quails.
Just think of the enormity of the amount of quails that came.
想下，即係幾多個鵪鶉真係多到飛起嘅？神行一個神蹟。
God worked a miracle. God worked a miracle.
神照顧，俾佢鵪鶉也。And God gave them quail to eat.
十四節，look at verse 14. 露水上上升之後，不了。不好意思，野地面上有与白相的水源物，以色列人看见不知道是什么，就彼此对问说：这是什么呢？摩西对他们说：这就是耶和华给你们吃的食物。
So God gave them the quails, and then He gave them the food from heaven.The manna.
嗱，呢个食物咧，圣经讲得好清楚咧，佢要出去收拾啊，每日要收拾每人嘅份量。And we already read that God already told them to go out every day and collect as much as they could eat.
所以我相信佢都出去收拾嘅，可一个人食得几多，就我家人有六口，咁我哋收拾六乘三，一日食咁多嘅食物。
And so everyone would go and collect. And how many people in my family? I've got 6 people in my family, so we need 3 meals a day. So I collect enough for every person for 3 meals a day in my family.
跟住呢，一拎翻屋，翻入屋企里边咧，预备打打打打，练练练练练，预备预备预备预备。
And so we bring it home, and you know, we grind it, we meet it, and we prepare it.
拎入屋之后呢？唔怕腐壞，喺地嗰度冇收拾，發生咩事
？And all the manna that we left outside, what happened to it?
太陽一出嚟曬咧，融化冇咗。
And as the sun came out and shined on it, then it melted and it was gone.
但係拎入屋企裏邊嗰啲咧，仲喺度，可以食得飽飽。
But the stuff we brought into the house is still there, and we can eat and be full.
有啲人唔听话，唔听神嘅话，佢一日收咗2倍嘅份量，练啊练啊练啊，预备预备预备啊
！And some people they didn't listen to God, they've got 2 days worth of manna, and they fixed it and they prepared it.
到听朝想食，想偷懒唔起身收拾，发生咩事？隔夜晚啊，蛀虫。
And so the next day they wanted to be lazy and sleep in and not go and collect the manna. What happened to it?Day-old manna filled with worms and rotten.
所以神要佢每一朝起身收拾，留到听日嘅唔食得 因为腐坏了。And so God wanted them every day to go and collect the manna, and the stuff that's day old would be rotten, and they couldn't eat it.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这个玛纳是很有意思的，天量的食物，神为我们预备，神给我们这些食物。其实到星期六神做了神迹， and then on the sixth day, God did a miracle. 因为他是星期五就要收两倍的食物，安息日星期六呢，他没得去收，但是安息日那天的食物是照吃得的。 And so on the Sabbath day, as they collected on Friday, a double portion, but on the Sabbath, because they couldn't go out and collect it, their double portion didn't rot. 哇，神好奇妙，为他预备得好奇怪，好充足的。弟兄姊妹，这些玛纳呢，我很快要完，但我们要看回新约圣经，我们要看到一些的意思，对我们今天的意思。 Now we're almost finished, but I want to look back in the New Testament and look at what the manna has to do with us. 神为他预备了四十年来吃这个玛纳，完了旷野的经历，玛纳停止。 God prepared for them 40 years in the desert, they ate manna for 40 years. But after they left the desert, the manna stopped. 但是在新约圣经我们看到耶稣讲的东西很特别的。But in the New Testament, we see Jesus said some very important things. 你记得耶稣曾经用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人，是吗？ Remember, Jesus used five fish and two loaves to feed the 5,000. 跟着呢，在约翰福音第六章的时候，耶稣又解释什么事。And so look in John chapter 6. 我们看到呢，发生什么事？耶稣解释约翰福音第六章31-35. And look in John chapter 6, verse 31-35. 我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮给他们吃。耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，那从天上来的粮，不是摩西赐给他们你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮食给你们，因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来，赐生命给世界的。他们说，主啊，上将这粮赐给我们。35节 ，verse 35，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的，必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。 I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. 耶稣是我们天上的粮，即是这个玛纳代表耶稣。我们有耶稣，我们生命得到饱足。耶稣解释到生命的粮是祂给。And so the manna represents Jesus, and as we take in Jesus, we will be satisfied. Jesus is the bread of life. 我们要吃生命的粮。We need to partake of the bread of life. 你记得耶稣受试探的时候， Do you remember when Satan came and tested Jesus? 他第一个试探，他吃了禁食四十日，肚饿。Remember, we said he fasted for 40 days and then got hungry. 魔鬼叫他指着个石头，如果你是神的儿子，指着个石头叫他变成面包。And Satan said, hey, you're hungry. If you are the son of God, tell that rock to become bread. Turn the rock into bread. 耶稣怎样答他？耶稣答他，在马太福音四章四节，耶稣回答说，经常记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。 Satan said, hey, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. 弟兄姊妹，你今天的食物是不是天上的玛纳，还是地上的食物？
你呢啲地上嘅食物咧，食咗会肚饿，会唔满足？但系当我哋有耶稣喺我哋生命里边做我哋天粮、生命的粮，我哋会满足。If you are living only on worldly food today, you will go hungry. You will not be satisfied. But if you have Jesus in you, giving you the heavenly food daily, you will be satisfied as you feed on the bread of life. We need the word of God in our heart. 我哋需要神嘅话语喺心里边。我哋需要每一日系食神俾我哋嘅食物。呢个系天粮。天粮系乜嘢？What is the bread of life? 耶稣本身是生命的粮。Jesus is the bread of life. 所以你信耶稣，你有神的天粮。So as you believe in Jesus, you have the bread of life. But Jesus is the word of God. Jesus is the Logos. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.但是耶稣呢是神的道，太初有道，这道与神同在，这道就是神，这道住在我们中间，跟着这道成为肉身，是耶稣。耶稣是神的道， and this word became flesh and lived among us. Jesus is the word of God. 我手里边揸住什么？ And what do I hold in my hand? 神的道。God's word. 我们每一天，我们有耶稣在我们心里面，但我们每一天需要是神的话语滋养我们的生命。 And so every day we need Jesus in our heart, but we also need his word to nourish our life. 如果你一天不看圣经，不研究圣经，你的生命会枯干的，会饿死的。 And if you go for a day without reading the word, your life will be dry. You will die spiritually of spiritual hunger. 你需要日日睇神嘅话语。 You need to study the word of God daily. 你需要系研究神嘅话语。 You need to dig into the word. 如果你只系靠着你嚟教会听牧师讲一篇道，一个星期够啦。And if you think that just coming to church and hearing one message a week is enough, you are wrong. 以色列人每一朝早出去执玛拿。The children of Israel every morning had to go and collect the manna. 这个意思就是你和我每一日都要亲近神，不可以偷懒。We need to daily come before God, not be lazy.是我们需要的。我生命没有这个的喂养，我们会饿死。Without this nourishment, we will die. The last verse, and then we finish. 最后一节经文我们就结束。彼得前书二章二节三节。1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. We'll close with this verse. 彼得前书二章二和三节。就要爱慕那纯正的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。灵奶就是这个道，这个灵奶呢就是滋养我们的生命。 And so the sincere wordThe milk of the word is this Bible. And we need to feed on it as we can grow. 当我们看神的话语，研究神的话语，我们生命会长大。And as we feed on the word of God, our life will grow and we will be satisfied. 弟兄姊妹，你今天有没有吃主给你这个玛拿呢？ So are you feeding on the manna that God has given you today? 你有没有这个天粮成为你生命的力量？ And are you feeding on the bread of heaven? 如果你还在想着以前的肉窝，肉窝不会令人满足。 If you're still thinking of the flesh pots of the past life, they will never satisfy. 但是神的天粮是真正的食物。 But the bread of life is true food.
一起低头祈祷。Let's pray。主啊，我哋多谢你，我哋今日睇到玛拿，以色列人喺旷野，佢就食呢个天亮嘅时候，有主你去滋润佢生命，佢有呢个经历，俾我哋睇到自己。主啊，我哋更加需要去倚靠你，更加需要你嚟滋润我哋嘅生命，更加需要你嘅话语喺我哋心中去俾我哋去有满足、有力量、有把握面对前边。所以主，我哋靠你将以前嘅旧生命嗰、那个欲窝、嗰、那个吸引喺我哋心中除去，俾我哋去爱慕你嘅话语，喜欢你嘅话语。主，愿意我哋喺你嘅爱里边系成长，愿我哋喺你嘅教导当中咧，去脱离以前嘅旧私欲、旧生命。主，我哋多谢你，多谢你可以俾我哋积极去有灵修嘅时间，多谢你俾我哋有恒心去花时间研读你嘅话。咁样感谢主，奉耶稣名求。Amen。 将时间交翻俾主席。